بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome to the Hikam. MashaAllah, now we reached the 10th Hikam. The Sheikh last time he talked about how do I understand the quality of my deeds? What is the cause of the quality of my deeds that are within the area of taklif, right? We're not talking about poverty. We're not talking about social issues for the most part. Unless someone's lazy, that will be taklif. We're not talking about race, color, ethnicity, which we said other philosophies and systems make as the crux of people's reality. Or we say, no, the reality of people is the heart. And there are certain things that the heart is not responsible for, the things that I mentioned, and then there are things which the heart is responsible for. And the good in relationship to those things in the existential physical world, in the corporal world, is indicative of where I am spiritually, subhanAllah, where my heart is. Now the Sheikh is going to start to talk about one of the most important ingredients for having good ahwal. And he says, rahimahullah, al-a'malu suwarun qa'ima. He says that actions are like empty mannequins, like empty vessels. Very beautiful, man. He's using some very powerful language. وَأَرْوَاحُهَا وُجُودُ سِرِّ الْإِخْلَاصِ فِيهِ سِرِّ الْإِخْلَاصِ فِيهَا. And he said, and the life of these empty vessels is the existence of the secret of sincerity inside them. MashaAllah. As though the ruh to the body, of course, is oxygen. And the ruh of the actions is ikhlas. So what breath is to our body, ikhlas is to our actions. Subhanallah. And life is something which Islam uses a lot as a metaphor. Ihya ulumiddin, right? The book of Sayyidina Imam al-Ghazali, and so on and so forth. But what he's talking about here is sincerity. The Prophet ﷺ said, innama al-amalu biniyat, all actions are by, based on their good actions are based on their intentions. And we know the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, niyatul mu'min, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, right? That the intention of a person is better than his or her deeds. This is heavy, mashallah. Ikhlas is from the same word as khalas. You're finished with khalas. I'm done, man. I'm done. I'm broken away from it completely. Ikhlas is to break away from everything except Allah in acts of worship. Remember this, ikhlas doesn't have like your normal habits, playing video games. If you make ikhlas there, it's good. If you make the intention, it's good. But ikhlas is in those areas where we have been commanded to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most ulama say in those acts of worship which are ghayru ma'qul, which are beyond our comprehension. Like when we pray, like why do we stand instead of in sujood first? Why do we make wudu? What's the real reason? Nobody knows. So we say these are غَيْرُ مَعْقُولُ. These are beyond our comprehension. So when we do them, we do it for Allah. Because we don't necessarily know everything. We just know, inshallah, we get Jannah, hopefully. So al-ikhlas is from the word also which means at-takhallus. One of my teachers from Al-Ib in Yemen used to say takhallus min ash-shawa'ib. When you purify honey, you pull out all the bee body parts from it. That's takhallus al-asal. And what comes from it? Asal khalis, pure honey. So the heart, how do I achieve ikhlas? Is I look into myself and I begin to rigorously address the issues of my heart and pull them from my heart and constantly do this. It's not like a weekend course. This doesn't happen once. This is something which is going to happen throughout our entire life. I pull those things from my heart, right, metaphorically, and that's how I achieve sincerity, subhanAllah. So I find laziness, let me do its opposite. Imam Ibn Qudama said the process of changing your heart is to do the opposite of those things which weren't sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I asked my teacher one time, how do you achieve ikhlas? Like, how does someone get it? And he said, in the Quran, Allah says, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْعَامِ لَعِبَرَةٍ. In cows, there is a sign for you. نُسْقِيكُمْ, we provide you drink. مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهَا, from what came out of their belly. Baina farth wa dam, between feces and blood, labanan khalisan, the same word khalis, ikhlas, pure milk. So the Sheikh, he said to me, Ya Suhaib, you have to go through the blood and feces of life. You gotta appreciate the test, man. Sometimes failure is an opportunity to improve your and my sincerity. Don't look at every failure as failure. Look at it as an opportunity to grow and continue. So between the crap and blood of life, the tests that are always gonna be there, الذي خلق الموت والحياتة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا, who created life and death as a test in order to see which one of you is the best, having ikhlas. Between failure and success is the mukhlis. The last thing that we can do, two things we can do for ikhlas, is to think about death. أكثر ذكرى هذه ملذات يعني الموت. The Prophet said, think about death a lot. It removes false pleasure. And then, of course, worship. Worship and don't stop worshiping. So, mashallah, this beautiful hikam, الأعمال صور قائمة وأرواحها وجود سر الإخلاص فيها. That actions are like empty vessels, empty bodies, right? And the life in them is the secret of sincerity that resides inside them, mashallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yahibana an nuhi a'madana bil ikhlas. Wa jazakum Allahu khairan. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.